This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The idea of a four-day work week has been kicking around for years, and for many people it sounds like a pretty good idea. But a four-day school week is something else. In recent years, a handful of small school districts, most of them in the West, have tried it as a way to save money. As Andrea Dukakis reports from eastern Colorado, the idea is catching on.
It's a Monday, a school day for most of the country, but not for Tammy LaValle and her two children. LaValle and her 10-year-old daughter Danny are clearing out the freezer in their shed to make room for a side of pork. 13-year-old Kevin is nearby shoveling out the chicken pen. LaValle says that's pretty typical of Mondays on the farm. When they're not doing chores, they're making the 90-minute trek to Colorado Springs for doctor's appointments, grocery shopping, and whatever else they need.
Not too long ago, we had 13 appointments in one day. We all went in for dental cleanings. We had 3 orthodontist appointments. We had x-rays because they both had oral surgery done. I think Kevin had to get football cleats. Danny had to get volleyball shoes.
This isn't like life in the suburbs or cities where stores and doctors are just around the corner. For LaValle, running errands is an all-day affair. Without Mondays off, her children would have to miss school days to see the doctor and cram all their chores in on the weekend. Their school makes up for the fifth day with longer days, Tuesday through Friday. LaValle is also a social studies teacher at the school. She says the extended days give her more concentrated time to teach. Many rural communities here in Colorado and in other states are turning to the four-day week as an option. Administrators say it cuts down on absenteeism and saves money. Beginning this fall, students in the Centennial School District in southern Colorado switched to a Monday through Thursday schedule. Superintendent Angela Montoya says the savings on bus rides alone was enough to convince her. She says it's already saved them money.
Cut costs in transportation, cut in food services because we don't have to transport or feed for that day, electricity because we don't have to pump up electricity as well as heat.
Some parents worried their children's studies might suffer under the new schedule. Montoya says a few worried about finding childcare on that extra day off, but that wasn't a major concern.
Because of the area that we live in, a lot of parents do stay home. There is a mother at home or someone at home that usually can take care of, or grandparents, because the area is so small, or aunts or uncles. People are around to provide childcare.
On a recent Thursday afternoon at Centennial, senior Anne-Marie Rubal is just getting out of English class, and she's ready for the three-day weekend.
It gives us a chance to catch up on our homework and on things that we can't get done during the week. And some of us work on Fridays, and it gives us a chance to make a little bit of money.
Other students here say they help on their family farms or ranches on Fridays, and a few seniors admit to spending the day sleeping. That's one reason some educators aren't so sure the four-day week is a good idea. Jane Urschel is with the Colorado Association of School Boards. She says some of the four-day schools use the fifth day for tutoring and school projects. She'd feel better if all the schools did.
That may be a very good plan, where you can bring kids back who need more time and who need a different approach to the learning. But most of the research is saying we need more time in school.
Very little research has been done to compare the effects of a four-day week to a five-day schedule. One early study found no difference in test scores. The four-day week is certainly not for everyone, but at a time when many schools are experimenting with different schedules, in rural Colorado, this one seems to be working. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in San Luis, Colorado.